up in the morning.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Nikki and DeMello.
I'll be by your side when you wake up in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Coast FM.
I'll be by your side.
It's not just here that the rental market has gone nuts, right? It's most major cities around the world, including, it seems, in Manchester, where an apartment complex bin room has gone onto the market for £600 a month.
What?
Which is about, now I did the calculation, about $1,100 Australian a month. So that's about $275 a week. It has a toilet and a shower, which I'm assuming before this point were kind of public.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is that even allowed? I think you have to have a certain amount of windows and, like, ventilation for it to be.
It's not actually listed at this stage as a residential business because it doesn't have windows.
Yeah.
It does have a toilet. It does have a sink next to some chipboard cupboards, which I think were recently installed. Not even finished properly. They're literally chipboard cupboards.
Wow.
Yes. It is. I don't know what the windows would overlook, though, to be honest, because it's next to a car park. I don't know if it's actually part of the underground bits of a...
Yeah, unit. Look, it's not meant to be lived in, basically.
No. The ad describes it as a modern studio, and it also says it's recently refurbished. And I guess it has been. They moved the bins, right? So,
classic real estate.
Right there. You reckon that's bad? I think I've actually paid more to live in an actual bin. So, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to Manchester.
At least you get some ventilation in there. Crack the lid.
You can.
Get some air in. Good morning.
Yes, that's right.
Happy Monday.
The team is back together.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Back just in time for leavers, I noticed.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I actually planned that.
You timed it quite well, yeah, so that you weren't floating around.
Well, lucky we weren't in the leavers hot spots anyway, so yeah, that was good. I don't think anyone goes to Kalgoorlie for leavers these days, do they?
Well, I don't believe so. Not officially, but then...
You could, I suppose. There's leavers every week in Kalgoorlie, isn't it?
True, I suppose. Someone leaving somewhere at some point at every time. So, look, yeah, you know, obviously it's going to be busy down south.
Yes.
So, you know...
Avoid it if you can.
Well, I mean, generally, that's the best advice,
I think.
I hear... Now, I've never actually done it, especially under the new kind of rules and stuff, but...
What, leavers?
Yeah, no. Well, no, but even when I was a leaver, I didn't do leavers, and they didn't have organised events like that, is what I'm saying.
Right.
No, I'm not a toolie, if that's what you're saying. I was stood in line for 5 hours to get my thing. No, because apparently they all have to stand around and get their wristbands.
Yeah, I had to do that.
Like, it's hours?
Yeah.
Hours?
Yeah, I stood in line for wasted a whole day.
Yeah.
Because you have to get there a day early, basically, just to get your wristband. Well, it takes the whole day.
That's what I hear. I saw social media posts from parents saying, is this normal? Like, our kids have been lining up for 5 hours to get a wristband. It's like, yeah, that's what they do.
It is, yeah.
Didn't realise.
I mean, they probably should think of a better system, to be honest.
Possibly. You know, two people at a card table is not quite enough to get everybody through.
No. Yeah, you kind of wind through the park out the front of the tourist centre, I
in
think
Busso,
it is.
Because it looked like it was in the car park in,
well, it depends where you are, I guess. I was in Dunsborough.
Okay, right.
But yeah, it okay. Yeah, that's quite normal.
Well, look, can we look into that, people?
Yeah, I know. Somebody think of something better.
Surely after, if that's become apparently normal procedure, I think we maybe need to come up with a better system.
Yes.
What else is going on? Police patrols being stepped up from December. It's summer next month.
Yeah. It is. Summer in a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Sorry, when I say next month,
this time next week, next
it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Yeah, I'm not injecting enough urgency into this concept. It's December next week.
Yes.
So, yes, lots of things are going to be doing, you know, the whole kind of summer thing, the Christmas thing, all of those things begin.
Christmas is on.
I mean, look, the fact that leavers is here means that the school year is going to be winding up before you know it as well. But, yeah, police patrol stepped up from December as part of a special operation to target the state's annual summer crime spike. I didn't realise there was one, but I suppose even the crims like to get out when the sun's out.
Yeah.
So we're getting an additional bunch of 38,500 operational policing hours. Not officers, hours, are expected between December and March, as well as officers being offered more shifts.
Okay.
So there you go. We're going to be safe over that period is the point. And look, a little friendly reminder, I guess. There were two near drownings over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, crazy. Of course, the very sad one last week.
Yeah, exactly.
So three in the space of a week is pretty full on.
I guess it's just a great reminder not to take your eyes off the littlies.
Yes.
You know?
Coming into summer, everyone wants to be in the pool.
That's right. Make sure they go into lessons. That's the other important thing too.
Yep.
Christmas is approaching, obviously.
Approaching the most wonderful time of the year, and a judge in the US has ordered that there should be no more Elf on the shelf this year. He's made it official. He's actually, yeah, written out an order. I mean, it's fake, but he's written it out to say.
Okay.
So parents can tell their kids that Elf on the Shelf isn't allowed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, after... Oh,
I see what he's done. What happened?
Yes, so after one of his kids last year was labelled an elf murderer and accused of making the elf lose his magic after one morning he, the judge himself, had forgot to move the kid's elf on the shelf. And I guess coming up with a way to tell them that, oh, the elf's lost its magic now. And then, yeah, kids get upset. So he's thought, you know what? It's easier this year. We're just going to ban it.
I wasn't going to do that anyway. My plan was for goat on a boat this year.
Goat on a boat? Yeah. And what's that got to do with Christmas?
Not sure yet. Everyone's heard of the festive goat. What are you talking about?
Okay, no worries. Sure.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So it's December next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Sound the alarms.
Yes, prepare yourselves. Things that means like... Mandurah Christmas Lights Trail and the Rotary Wishing Well action, the floating dollary-doo collection spot on the canals. That gets underway from Wednesday.
Nice.
And there's plenty more besides. So make sure you keep an eye on our website for all of the details there, coastlive.com.au. This week is Social Inclusion Week, reminding us to make sure that no one gets left out.
Yep.
Especially at this
time
of year.
I know. There's a lot of people that don't have a lot of support around them, especially around Christmas, might feel a bit alone.
Now, I checked out the website, socialinclusionweek.com.au, and they say that it's young people, particularly feeling vulnerable often, is young people 12 to 25, jobless families with kids, people with a disability or mental illness, those who are homeless, the elderly and Indigenous Australians, which is a lot of folks.
It's a lot of people. Basically, it's just families with jobs that aren't left out in this category.
Essentially, when it comes down to it. So, you know, check the website and see what you can do to help out. Socialinclusionweek.com.au. November 22 is Love Your Freckles Day.
Nice.
Good day for that.
Got a lot of them.
It's also one for the dogs. November 22 is Go For A Ride Day. Oh, now, I say it's for the dogs. It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Just that they would love a ride.
Yeah.
If you're going to.
On your bike?
Take your dog. Well, it doesn't actually specify what mode of transport you go with.
Ride your dog.
Okay.
Giddy up.
It doesn't specifically ban that, so sure, absolutely. I was thinking, given travel restrictions and petrol prices, it's probably best you go with a self-powered vehicle, but sure, let's just leave it at ride your dog.
Yep.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Let's
go! And it's beginning to feel a lot like entertainment news. Here's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. A year after announcing its production, the first trailer for Hulu's docuseries, Pam and Tommy, is here to share the exploits behind the world's first celebrity sex tape. So the trailer shows two sketchy guys, played by Seth Rogen and Nick Offerman, discovering that they have their hands on a gold mine, a sex tape featuring Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee and his Baywatch star wife Pamela Anderson, who are played by Sebastian Stan and Lily James. Here's the trailer.
Goddamn, it's so private. It's like we're seeing something we're not supposed to be seeing, which is kind of what makes it so hot. If this thing ever got out.
Oh, and it did. Did it what?
Yep. Pam and Tommy comes to Hulu from February 2nd. The Foo Fighters have released a new song and music video, and it features Ted Lasso's Jason Sudeikis as a swim coach. It's very disturbing. The Foo Fighters have their faces superimposed onto female synchronized swimmer bodies.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. It's wild. Here's the trailer.
Your lips need to be higher than Christ. I've talked to all of your parents, every single one of them. I have had intimate conversations with your mothers, your fathers, with both of your fathers. I picked you up out of the water with my hands from the scruffs of your necks. And I looked at you and I said, you will be a champion.
It's very odd.
It's so funny. You have to watch it. The song is called Love Dies Young. Here it is. It's a bitter kiss, so make you wish you never let it taste. Love dies young.
Oh, love dies young. Very nice. Very Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Much more traditional than the video.
Yeah, definitely. Check it out. And Mariah Carey has released a trailer for another Christmas TV special. It's a sequel from the last year's Apple TV Christmas special.
Okay.
This one is called Mariah Carey's Christmas, The Magic Continues.
This holiday season.
The one, the only Mariah Carey.
Mariah is back. With an all-new holiday special event. Featuring Khalid and Kirk Franklin.
I can't not celebrate Christmas with the world.
Mariah's Christmas, The Magic Continues. Streaming December 3rd. And see Mariah Carey's magical Christmas special exclusively on Apple TV+.
Yes, it is part of the conditions of her parole that she shares Christmas with the world, I think.
She has no choice, I think.
That's right.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.